بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we are all aware that Alhamdulillah, from tomorrow the last 10 days of Ramadan enters. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would exert during the last 10 days of Ramadan in ibadah more than any other days of Ramadan. We know the extent of the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on normal day. An ordinary night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be such that he would read lengthy rakats of tahajjud, and his sajda would be very, very long. This was his normal habit. So can you imagine that in the month of Ramadan, how his rakats were lengthened, what type of ibadah he must have been making, and more especially in the last 10 nights. And therefore in another hadith it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 nights would commence, shadd al-mi'zar, he would tie his lungi. The two meanings of tying his lungi means one, that he would remain aloof from his wives, and now he will not even have any relationship with his wives during the night of those nights of Ramadan. He would sit for i'tikaf, and the other meaning is that he would exert himself in ibadah. When a person has to do something very serious, some very important work, like when a person is fixing his tire, he's changing his tire, what does he do? He rolls his sleeves, he lifts up his kurta. So shadd al-mi'zar, the word shadd in Arabic means to tie. Mi'zar refers to the lungi, the lower garment. In other words, now he became even more concentrating, or he would concentrate even more on his ibadah and focus more. Of course, the ibadah of Rasulullah we cannot even imagine the ta'alluq he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have mentioned in some kitabs, to understand the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ta'alluq he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reach such a pinnacle that on one occasion, after tahajjud salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had finished his tahajjud. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was his wife. It was her turn that night. Rasulullah looks at her, "Man anti? Who are you?" So she didn't understand why Rasulullah was asking. So she smiled, she said, "Aisha." So he asked, "Man Aisha? Who's Aisha?" She says, "Bint Abi Bakr, daughter of Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala, the bosom friend of Rasulullah sallallahu." How would he not know Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? He asked, "Man Abu Bakr? Who's Abu Bakr?" He said, "Ibn Abi Quhafa." She remained silent. After some time during the day, she asked Rasulullah, "What happened?" Then ulama have explained, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had reached such a level with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his ibadah. Such bond. His ruh would make parwaz of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when he came down, talking to her, he could not even recognize her. So in the last 10 nights, he would exert himself. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. Not only that, he would awaken his family members, the wives, whoever were there at home. Let's wake up and now engage in ibadah. Not just waking up and doing nothing. He would awaken them And they all were now engaged in ibadah. وَأَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ And himself, Rasulullah SAW, would spend the entire night awake in ibadah, entire night. So now we are reaching the climax of Ramadan. Any athlete, those who run the marathon, of course, you're not promoting it. Or any person who is studying hard for his matric exam, we find in the beginning he makes an effort, but as the days of examination are drawing closer and closer, he now burns the midnight oil. A horse reaching the finishing line never trots at that time. It increases its speed. And it goes faster and faster, it gallops faster and faster. Why? It needs to win the race. This is where we are now. If now we are going to slacken, then instead of progressing, we'll be retrogressing. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned, Ramadan, he gave the example of a ladder, of 30 rungs of the ladder, 30 steps. First day, second day, third day, what's happening? Each time you're going higher and higher and higher. So now we have come right to the top. The last 10 rungs are left. So we have advanced. We have progressed. In all the things of this world, people have these Voyager programs. Even our cars, our mobile phones, always upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. The status must upgrade. We're upgrading the tier miles, the status, the rank, the position. Exactly like that, we are now upgrading ourselves. It must not happen the Ramadan that now we are spending, the last 10 days is just a ritual. MashaAllah, everybody is making ibadah, so I'll come to the masjid. You know, man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. Whoever observes وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا observes Laylat al-Qadr, there are two things mentioned with it. Iman. Alhamdulillah, we have Iman. Allah increase our Iman. May Allah make us live with Iman. May Allah give us more than Iman. May Allah raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman. And the second word in Arabic is Ihtisab. The simple meaning of Ihtisab is to anticipate reward. What is the need? What's the reason for mentioning this ihtisab? It can happen that a person sees others. In Urdu you say, dekham dekhi. Bas, kisi ko dekh liya, wo bhi ibadat kar raha hai, toh main bhi ibadat kar lunga. No, your ibadat must be different. That you are doing it so that Allah must reward me. In other words, you must have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadat, mashallah, we are making. But there is no jaan in our ibadat. There is no ruhaniyat in our ibadat. Ponder, we have kept roza today. What type of roza we kept today? What was our roza today like? Did we have any jaan in our roza? Or were we actually waiting for iftar time? Let's be honest. It was Saturday today. Perhaps we closed the shop early and we came. We must have asked our wives what you got for iftar. No problem, jaiz. If you look at the Sufis, the awliya Allah, our mashayikh, our akabir, especially ulama-i Deoband, and of course others in the world. Before them also, the Salafi Salihin, from of course Sahaba, Tabi'in, all of them. You would find that day Ramadan was a different Ramadan compared to us. Totally different. Mullah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah, Mullah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah, very great buzurg. In his Ramadan, his normal one day in Ramadan was spent only in reciting Quran. Of course, the other faraid, salat, etc., he would read and engage in tahajjud and ishraq and awab. But he gave priority to Quran, 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 Quran. He never used to speak to any person. As the Shaykh Ramadan writes, Taraweeh ke baad, after Taraweeh, and the Taraweeh was long Taraweeh. They used to read minimum 3 paras a night. And those 3 paras, respected brothers, with due respect, please. Whatever I'm saying for my own self, we have to make Islah. If we are sitting with the niyat of Islah, inshallah we'll benefit. If we're sitting with any other niyat, we will never benefit. In fact, we'll have to face the consequences of it ourselves. We are not here to criticize any person or look down upon any person. We have looked down into our own souls. But the reality is, as I said, the jaan is gone. So what's the trend today? It's a fashion. Maybe we can finish Taraweeh quickly. Hey, they move fast, man. Let's go there. We can finish off quickly. Oh, me, I read that in 3 days we're over. What have you achieved? If you really want to do that, very good. But there's no need to brag and boast. This is our problem. And everything goes viral. We see it also on people's status. Now, then I will scroll just to see what's happening. Ajit, every single thing. We just want to do it for show. Some people's Ramadan is related to the savories we have. Women, Allah give them jazai khair, they're making such an effort. But so many of them, the days of Ramadan go in just changing, exchanging recipe or sending some savories to show, to impress others, see what I made and what I fed my family. My brothers always think, really, wallah. At that time you think of our poor children, the orphans in Syria, Palestine. They don't even see the things that we have. Doesn't mean you mustn't eat. Eat, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana should always say, eat and make shukr. But what my point is, that our whole attitude has changed. Our mindset has changed. Previously, i'tikaf used to be different. Taraweeh used to be different. Tilawat of the Quran was different. Now we have the Quran on the mobile phone also. There's no ruh, no jaan. People will flock far and wide to listen to Quran. The very first time I read Taraweeh in my life, still in school, we read in Phoenix. There were no masjid, there were no musallas, in tents. Believe me, the talab the people had there. They used to stand full and they should really appreciate. Never a day would any person say, oof. They would come and embrace you after you recite. They would appreciate it. Today there's no appreciation. We look for he's reading like that. Hey, must go there. That side is very good. Even the i'tikaf program, Allah forgive me again. Allah grant me ikhlas. I don't have ikhlas. Believe me, I keep on making dua. Allah grant me ikhlas. Grant all of us ikhlas. Again, sometimes murid of a sheikh. Everybody, they will advertise, come to my sheikh. Or they'll advertise for their sheikh. Musalli is of a masjid, come to our... Hey, Malinson, oh, what a program. So what is? Look at ourselves. It's a time now we have to build a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said that one is a person's roza. He keeps roza. And he stays away from haram. But other is a roza where he has got completely ghairullah out of his heart. There's nobody besides Allah. He's so conscious of Allah. Such a person would enjoy his tilawat. He will never wait to see what time Taraweeh is finishing. It today took extra, man. Or must be because extra sajda they need today. Our mindset is not right. And until and unless we don't get this mindset right, believe me, brothers, we will never progress spiritually. The month of Ramadan is a time for spiritual reformation. Islah, tazkiyah. It has to take place. We have abstained from things which are permissible normally. And during the month of Ramadan, we're not eating, we're not drinking, we're not having any relationship with our wives. So already you are nurturing your soul in the right direction. But after making an effort like this, still we open our gaze to haram. And especially the last 10 days, believe me, I'm not going to go into details. We'll have Eid festivals, Eid parties, Eid shopping. People are already worried about the Eid shopping and the mitais and all those things. In time of Sahaba, they had all these things. Did they ever focus on the day of Eid, how they're going to rejoice? The rejoicement of the day of Eid in time of Sahaba and Salafi Salim was totally different. When they climbed that ladder, when they reached right on the top, when the taqwa they had in their heart, The ta'alluq with Allah, that when they said Allahu Akbar, they could feel the presence of Allah. That was Eid and enjoyment for them. Now this is what we are inshallah going to endeavor and concentrate and try our level best to gain in these last 10 days in this masjid inshallah. Nobody is perfect. We are the weak ones, that's why we are going to sit for itikaf. Allah make it possible for us to gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is all Laylatul Qadr all about? What is Laylatul Qadr? Why is it so important? What are we striving for in the last 10 days? What are we seeking? The reason for sitting for itikaf, number one, is to seek Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi has mentioned very riwayat, one particular narration has mentioned that there were four people whom Rasulullah mentioned of the Bani Israel to Sahaba. He mentioned their ibadat for 80 years that they never disobeyed Allah for even a bat of an eyelid. Not even 1 second they disobeyed Allah. 80 months. 80 months, they never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or 80 years, 80 years. 80 years, they never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba, obviously, astonished. Ya Rasul, 80 years. So can you imagine, obviously that's the question they have in their mind, that what their maqam must be like. It's important to understand the mindset of his sahabi, his thinking. I will mention this one incident we have mentioned before, and inshallah probably we will mention it again in some other program. Just to make you understand. See, there were poor sahaba who came to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah s.a.w. We read namaz. The rich sahaba also read namaz. We keep roza, they also keep roza. But they got money, we don't have money. They give charity, we can't give charity. So they are exiling, they are beating us in reward. They're not beating us in this world. They were never concerned about who's more richer in this world, how much more money he is making. How much more he's getting? Hey, he's getting more reward. Why can't I also get that? Always, that was the sahabi, his mindset. So, Ya Rasulullah, this is the problem. We don't have that money, so how are we going to give sadaqah? They're beating us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allah Akbar after every fard salat. So, Alhamdulillah. They learnt it, excited, they were gone. Rich sahaba, seeing this poor sahaba sitting and doing something, reading. Pay kya kar rahe ho? What you all doing? Nabi Sam taught us this. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. And we're going to get a lot of rewards from Allah Subhanallah. So they heard that, they also started it. So those poor sahaba came back, Ya Rasulullah. Rich people also heard this, rich sahaba. Ab kya karenge? Nabi Sam said, Dhalika fadlullah iti man yasha. That's not beyond our control. The point here is, see where the sahaba, they were competing for what? Not for dunya. They were chasing after the akhirat. All the time, Allah, Allah is my goal. Allah is my murad. They had that ikhlas. If they made any blunders, any mistakes, tawbah, istighfar, tawbah. And their tawbah, beloved brothers and elders, we can't imagine their tawbah. Sahabi would move away into the jungle because of one small mistake he made. Lock himself in the room, in his house. What have I done? He would say, Halaktu ya Rasul, I'm destroyed, ya Rasul, I'm finished. Is there any tawbah for me? Handi min tawbah? So this ruhaniyat was coming into our lives. Laylatul Qadr, we are seeking Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi Kareem told the Sahaba, Jibreel alayhi salam comes down, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your sahaba are astonished about this. Allah has given them something better than this. The verses will reveal, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we revealed it, the night of majesty. What's the it referring to? What's it? The Quran. In Arabic, we have a pronoun. So there must be a marja', we say. It must be referring to something, and the something must be mentioned first. For example, I say, I drove a car, its window. If I know I'm talking about the car. And if I start the sentence, the paragraph, its window is big. It could refer to the house, could refer to the car, could refer to anything. So in this particular verse, Allah did not mention the Quran first. Mufassirin say because it is understood Allah is talking about the Quran, and more than that, the pronoun was used to show the majesty of the Quran. Inna, also Allah says, verily we. We're not going with the academics and now the detail, but point is here, Allah revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr, meaning from Lawh Mahfuz to the sky of the world, the entire Quran came. Then after that, from there, as the need arose for some hukam, then that particular verse came down by Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And over the whole period, then Quran was revealed. But the entire Quran from Lawh Mahfuz, from the clay tablet, to the Sama'ud Dunya. So, we are seeking Laylatul Qadr. And in Laylatul Qadr, there is a night better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years of. Just one night. One night. And ulama made it so easy for us. We don't have to stay awake the whole night. Even if you sleep. But you engage some part of the night, or more part of the night in ibadah. Ibadah meaning tahajjud salah. Tilawat of the Quran. Tasbih. Dhikr. Dua, tawbah, istighfar. This is the ibadah that we make. And you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be such that you don't worry about anybody else. Because now we are seriously going to get that 1,000, better than 1,000 mansawab. And therefore Rasulullah said, man hurima khayraha, hurima al-khayra kulla. Whoever is deprived of this benefit of Laylatul Qadr, is deprived of all good. He lost everything. Just one night. Those in i'tikaf, you are fortunate. There should be no reason for you to miss Laylatul Qadr now. Because you're already in the masjid. You're already in the mahol. Others will go home. Sometimes they overwhelm with sleep. It can happen, they become busy, whatever it is. But you are already in the masjid. So even those not sitting for sunnat i'tikaf, you may come for nafil i'tikaf. But of course, you observe the etiquettes of the masjid. That is important. What happens? The etiquettes of the masjid, the adab goes away. Mu'takifin, alhamdulillah, the first day goes very well, second day, after the third, fourth day, slowly now things start. By the time you come after the halfway, everybody is now tired, and everybody waiting to leave, and already now you start chit-chatting, party starts, and then you know what happens after that. Now how much I am going to now keep on telling brothers, please let me be silent, in fact once, they send a message from home. Why are you shouting at the people? Because they expect the people to be behaving in the masjid. So whether we are young or old, for the last 10 days, yes, there will be some need. Ulama mentioned also, you shouldn't be completely silent, don't speak at all. You make salam, some zarurat, you speak. You'll have to ask somebody, give me this, or just pass me the water, that's normal. But now if each person is going to bring his big baskets from home, and then you bring your children, and everybody else and your neighbor brought the food, and you come join me for iftar and bring this one, and then everything is happening, we are going to now disrupt the serenity of the masjid, adab of the masjid, purpose of i'tikaf is all lost. Every year we mention this, every single, Allah forgive me for my shortcomings, my failings, my weaknesses. We also need reminders, we also make a mistake. But this is the important thing. I'tikaf means akaf. Akaf means to cling onto something. You cling onto something. You are clinging onto the door of Allah. That's i'tikaf. You are in your cubicle or out of your cubicle, but you are clinging onto the door of Allah, and you are begging Allah, and you are crying to Allah. Allah is your beloved. The person says, حِينَ يَخْلُو كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. Every lover is now in solitude with his beloved. You and Allah, nobody else. You and Allah. You have left your wife, you left your children, you left everybody. It's possible sometimes the child comes. No problem, no guna. Grandchild comes to see the grandfather, whatever it is. So they are little children, they will come. So sometimes the child might make some noise, but doesn't mean that you also have to make noise. See to the child, see to your grandchild, no problem, it's jais. But try and avoid now having lavish feasts. Sometimes a person feels for eating something, no problem, it will come. But don't order food. The poor man must deliver. Then you see packets from all his outlets coming. Brothers, then we are tarnishing our i'tikaf. I can't explain more than this. I can't pour my heart more out more than this. I wish those who are sitting for itikaf are here, and or the path and message for those who are sitting for itikaf. We have to now become a bit more mature and more serious. Otherwise, it will become a play, and we sat in the masjid, and we didn't achieve the real purpose of itikaf. So Laylatul Qadr, the word Qadr means something which is very great. Dhu Qadrin, we say. Full of majesty. One is because the Qur'an is referring to Qur'an, full of majesty, power. Also the night is full of power. Also ulama have mentioned that taqdeer is now given to the angels of each person's entire year. Whatever is muqaddar for him, then in this night it is given to the angels. So all these words from the word taqdeer, some ulama and mufassirin have mentioned, qadr also means to constrict something, to make something very tight. Because of the number of angels that descend on the night of Qadr, Ibn Kathir has mentioned, like the amount of pebbles you see in the world and stones, that amount, kathrat, they come down so much that even their pathways have become constricted. I was just pondering today, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala is so fortunate, that Jibreel alayhi salam comes to her, I come to Rasulullah and says that Allah has conveyed his salam to Khadija. And I also convey my salam to Khadija. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Jibreel Azam comes one day and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salam to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. When we read those ahadith, so lucky. Imagine getting salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or salam from Jibreel. In this night of Qadr, salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. And not only that, any angel, all the angels who come down, even ar-ruh referring to Jibreel, comes and makes salam to all those people engrossed in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night. Ulama have mentioned they come and make musafa. We might not see somebody shaking our hands. Our Hazrat Rahmat should always mention, and ulama have mentioned, that suddenly, some feeling you get, some type of kayfiyat. You just start crying. You get some type of feeling. And even if you don't get that feeling, don't be perturbed. Don't think, no, I am mustid. If you were sincere, you didn't do things for show, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tried whatever you could do, Allah is too kind, Allah is too kind, Allah is too kind. That person who sits for itikaf, for one day itikaf you make, just one day, then the one reward that is mentioned in hadith, that three trenches before you and Jahannam is open. In other words, you'll be kept away from Jahannam for a distance of three trenches. And each trench, the distance of each trench is the distance between the sky and the earth. So can you imagine, you're sitting for one day at itikaf, how far away Allah Ta'ala is taking you away from Jahannam? It's highly possible sometimes a person really wants to sit for itikaf. He had every intention, but there's some dire need outside. For example, he has to see to his mother, to his elderly mother, or his wife, or somebody is sick, or a neighbor, or somebody who's got a problem. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is studying for itikaf. Somebody comes, tells him something. Next morning he stands up, he's going out with the person. Somebody says, Hazrat, you're in itikaf. You're going out of the boundary. He said, I know I'm an itikaf. But this man has got a genuine need. I need to see the need of my Muslim brother. This is more important. At that moment, that was more important for him to have left the itikaf to see to the need of their Muslim brother. Alhamdulillah, we have got people at home that we have kept behind to see to the needs of the family, whatever it is. As far as a cell phone is concerned, as much I am going to say about it, I know we will still bring it. So, please, I want this for iftar, I want that, and come fetch this, and all the business deals, and finding out about what's happening in the shop. But then you have lost the spirit of itikaf. You have to divorce yourself from dunya, of course. Don't divorce your wife, please. Divorce yourself, mean your mind must be away from all those things. Believe me, the best days in your life, if you spend it correctly, is the time in itikaf. That's the best time you can ever have. Because it has many lessons. You're sitting in your cubicle, one thing you think of qabr. You're all alone. Maybe you got some food and things like that, you got your bedding which is soft. But again, you're not used to sleeping at home inside one tent, one cubicle. You look above you, you can just see the roof, not very far. Exactly like the qabr. It's dark at night. So you ponder over maut. You ponder over maut. I mentioned the other day. I was next to Marana Shahid Tamad Barakatum, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah, his son-in-law, very great person. So I asked him some nasiyah. He says, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, Amri Shah, yeh farmaate te, kathrate maut, kathrate durood sharif. Simple. Think of maut while you are in i'tikaf. And again, it's a time when you must talk to Allah. Talking to Allah doesn't have to be in a specific language. In your own dua, you make in any language. You want to speak in English, in Urdu, Arabic, whatever language. But learn to talk to Allah. Shed those tears. Again, if you are going to, if you have ikhlas, you got no problem. If you can do things for show, obviously now you got to make sure you don't do things for show. But again, with all that, you can't worry about the next person, what he's going to say. Long as you don't disturb the person now. But you must talk to Allah. That is why we have a cubicle. So not necessarily all your ibadah that you make out of the cubicle, you make inside the cubicle. Nobody can see what you're doing there. If people think, Mawlana is going to sleep, very good. We're not here to impress any person and to show him how much marks we are scoring here. Believe me, if Allah accepts our i'tikaf, that is ghanimah from us. The change must come into our lives. That ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That bond with Allah, that love of Allah, love of Allah, love of, that was, that is our focus now, inshallah. That when we leave this i'tikaf, we all must become the ushaq of Allah. A lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will give preference to what Allah wants. How are we enjoying our tilawat now? Our own tilawat? How are we enjoying our salat? How are we enjoying our fasting? What's making us, what's prompting us to come to the masjid? In ordinary day, you see the masjid azan time, people already, so many people sitting already. Few masajid maybe, but generally you don't see this. Just, in fact, sometime when jamaat is standing up, you think tonight, today you might only get, not even one saf. But after salam, 5 saf. So normally we just, long as we make it in for salat. But in Ramadan is different. You look everywhere around you. People making tilawat. Somebody making dua. Somebody engrossing this. Somebody in that. Then of course we have many youth who sit for i'tikaf. Brothers, again, we have give them encouragement. At least they are sitting. I always have a problem every Ramadan. Somebody will come, Monana, these boys are making noise. Monana, these are doing this. Monana, these are doing this. You're going to spoil my i'tikaf. Really. It becomes very irksome because I'm not here to look after every person. I will look after myself. Each person for himself. So sometimes the person is a brand new person. I remember there was one brother, I don't know his name, the first time I saw him, he had sat with us some time back. And one day we were just sitting in the corner and each person was just coming in, pouring out whatever questions he had. And he began to cry and looked towards the door. He said, Mawlana, tomorrow if the moon is sighted, I'm finished. I said, why? You said for i'tikaf, you'll be so happy, you'll go home. He said, Mawlana, you don't know what type of world I'm living in. I'm feeling so pious in this environment. The moment I'm going to put my foot out, the challenges, the temptations are so heavy, and there's nobody to help me there. Then I realized, imagine this youngster. In the eyes of Allah, he must have made such tawbah, Allah accepts it. Who are we now to point fingers and shout and complain and complain? You must have some tahammul, overlook. Obviously, if something is drastically wrong, then we could have make islah of it. But now we all have to encourage one another. Some people actually sit and wait and watch and observe to see any mistake taking place and you may slip it. So, Mawlana, you see, we have become such selfish people. Believe me, I'm feeling so hard to see this. And I mentioned it previously also. We see this every day. There is no unity in the Muslim Ummah. Believe me, there is no unity. Each person is actually looking for the downfall of his own Muslim brother and sister. You get happy to see your enemy falling, something happening to him, it gives you some thrill. If somebody else talks bad about him, you get happy about it. You'll be waiting to send the thing viral. And you heard what happened. Ish, heavy, isn't it? And if that person does any good, because of your hasad and jealousy, you want to cover it up. You are never there to bring it out to others. If somebody praises somebody, yeah, alhamdulillah, it's okay. Many others like that too. You see?
We are selfish people. Allah, take this out of our heart. Allah, make us good people. I'm the most filthy, it's easy to speak, believe me, but it bothers me all the time. Imagine, on the day of Qiyam, when I went for Umrah, then I normally ponder and reflect, and you look at the people around you. Of course, we have to worry about the Zahir, the Sunnah, everything. But sometimes you see a person, an ordinary person. I've seen some of those workers who clean at night after they finish their shift. Believe me, they are engaged in dua and they are crying. They engage in dua and crying. Somebody in Taraweeh, somebody in Nafil. We have become judgmental. My circle, my group, my people, everybody else, they're not on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then how is the ummah going to progress? May Allah give us tawfiq, hidayah, this beautiful day, beautiful. Believe me, we don't have that spiritual eyes to see Allah's rahmat coming down. We don't have it. We are weak. Of course, some of you may be having it. I don't have it. But I follow what my elders have mentioned to us. And our akabir have mentioned to us. So inshallah, we'll try and do whatever we can do. Previously also, people would see, hey, tonight is the night. They must be felt something, mashallah. Now tonight is the night and it goes viral tonight. So people get confused, bichara. Why? Look for little qadr on the odd nights of the last 10 nights. But that's our job. Hamara kaam kya hai? 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th to search for little qadr. And of course, the other nights also engage in ibadah. You are in i'tikaf. So inshallah, I always say, if you make ibadah even on the even nights, Allah will give you that odd night. Allah will see how genuine my banda is. It is sincere, Allah will give it to. Allah is too kind. But if you can, then at least the odd nights. But we got no business to send the thing to the whole world and see tonight is the night. Yeah, there are alamat. There are some signs. Those in Ethiopia are very hard for us to see the sand because you can't see outside, you can't see the sun rose in the morning without rays. We can't see all that. But whether it happens, it's mentioned in the kitab, no problem. But the night before that, we must spend correctly. With love, muhabbat, give preference to others. Inshallah, if we do this, we'll find ourselves, we will purge the spiritual maladies we have in our heart. The hasad, the kina, the boos, the ujab, the pride, the filth that we have, the love of dunya, all that will come out of our hearts. We'll feel so lighter. We'll feel so good. We'll feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment Ramadan finishes, ask those who sit for i'tikaf. The moment Ramadan finishes, you are missing something. What is the thing you're missing? The environment of the masjid again. You wish you could sit again. How many times brothers say, Ma, let's have one more night here, take off. Even in the moon inside, you see the mu'atakifin, not in a hurry to go home. They're still meeting one another. Why? A bond has been created. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many other things I would have mentioned, but time is up already. Inshallah, tomorrow and the other nights. But each odd night, I'm not going to explain to everybody what is Laylatul Qadr. We have heard from years. Our job now is to put the shoulder to the cart, to the wheel, and to now exert ourselves and gain from Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, maghfirah, tawbah, istighfar. Two things simple. Hold on to Quran tilawat. As much as possible. Just read and read. You get tired, can rest, then you engage in some other ibadah. Just change the ibadah. Read some tasbih. Or read some good authentic Islamic book, or rest, no problem, or have something to eat. Then after some time you come back again. Give yourself a goal that I need to finish so much. And inshallah, because we have the time, we will do it. In this masjid especially, from Hazrat Mawlana Rahman's time, we have programs. And the maqsad of the program is, for weak people like myself, we need some motivation. You tell me to sit wholly with tasbih, zikr, believe me, I'll get tired, I'll fall off to sleep, and everything is over. Because we have some programs, is something that gives us a boost. These programs are not compulsory for the mu'atakifin or any person. If you want to rest at time, well and good. But generally it's encouraged so that while we're sitting, somebody may say Ameen, somebody cries in the dua, Allah Ta'ala is so ghafur rahim. Some youngster might cry, some elderly person cries. And inshallah there's so much to learn also. It's not only, mashallah, spiritually we have to get the taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also ilm. Al-Madin is the time we will learn some hadith and we'll reflect over it. Some ayat of the Quran, some tafsir, some masla. We'll learn the postures of salat. So many years I've been performing salat, my ruku was not even right. My wudu wasn't right. My ghusl, I didn't know how to make ghusl like this. Then when we understand, Ya Allah, I didn't do this correctly. So we all, it is Taaleem that takes place, and we have programs, there's Quran reading, there's Taraweeh, everything, inshallah. So we, those who are sitting for itikaf, make a humble appeal, make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes it easy for us, and all those making itikaf throughout the world. In fact, in other parts of the world, the itikaf has already commenced tonight. So the 21st already started in Arab countries, and many other countries also. Ours will start from tomorrow. Whatever it is, let us come conscientize ourselves, plan ourselves, and have some type of timetable. Maybe the first day you might need to just adjust yourself, but then you fix a timetable. So especially Nafil, then you got a golden opportunity to read your Qaza'i Umrah. Golden opportunity. Now you got during the day also. It doesn't mean if you're saying Taaleem is taking place 12 o'clock, I must only wake up 12 o'clock. You have brothers, mashallah, in this masjid, they come very early for Taraweeh, mashallah. And very early for Fajr also, mashallah. Now imagine they come in, we still now running from one tent to the other, and now we're going, especially on a Jumu'ah, we have to discipline ourselves. If we don't have this discipline, then again, we will not gain. We will not reach our goal. So this is the last opportunity we all have. If from the beginning of Ramadan, for some reason, we were lax and we didn't start, even though the race is finishing, we can still join in, inshallah. Allah is too kind. Allah will just push us forward. Allah will make us reach our goal. So it's not too late for any person. Mothers and sisters sitting at home for itikaf also. MashaAllah, there's masail also. You can check the kitabs. You can ask the muftis. Similar things also apply to them. That they should now have a taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not engage in chit-chat and gossiping and cell phone. Take the cell phone. Yes, if there's a need for a cell phone, some brothers are told to keep it in case it's emergency or whatever it is. Then a person keeps it. But not for any other purpose. The best ideal thing is not to bring yourself up. So last opportunity, it must not happen that Ramadan goes by when everybody is talking, mashallah, they did this, and we sit and we realize we did nothing and we lost. Allah protect us from ujab, from pride, vanity. Allah grant us ikhlas, 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 ikhlas. Inshallah, Allah is so ghafur rahim. It's a time to beg, because we heard on Friday, so much nusrat of Allah Ta'ala came in the month of Ramadan. So again, the nusrat we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for the ummah, cry for the ummah. We can see what's happening years, past few years, the entire world is in turmoil. What is going to happen next? Allah knows best. What about our children, our grandchildren, our progeny? Wherever we may be. So we have to make dua. This is the occasion for dua. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen subhanahu wa bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Of course, those sitting for itikaf tomorrow in this masjid especially, make sure you are here before Maghrib. In fact, long before Maghrib, you must be here, find your place. It mustn't happen. Last time somebody came in and he didn't realize, and when azan went on, he was still outside. So he missed it. He sat for itikaf, but you won't get the sunnat itikaf. So they are, this is a boundary also, it's a red mark. You don't step out of it. By mistake also don't come out. By mistake also don't make this mistake. So just go to program yourself, just know our masjid is not big, it's small, so we only got one worry, that we don't just overstep the boundary. Other masail, you can check up with me afterwards, inshallah.